That's right. It's a continuation of the I Love Ann show. I just came back from New York City, and here I have on the line with me this morning Senator Tim Scott, still here in the great state of South Carolina. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm always excited to be on the I Love Ann show with you.
Oh, well, it's nice to have this opportunity to talk to you. But I know that you're very concerned, and there's a lot of confusion about TPA and TPP, and I understand there's even something about TAA out there. So I guess we should just begin talking. You are very much in favor of passing TPA. I mean, you voted for it, and that's why you're calling in to kind of explain some. What can you tell us, Tim?
Certainly, TPA is not a trade agreement, which is probably the most important thing that I can get across this morning, that TPA truly gives Congress and the American people more insight into the trade agreements that the president is trying to negotiate. As of today, if you want to know more about trade agreements, what you have to do is you actually have to go into a vault. That is not what I would consider sunlight. You don't have much sunlight in a vault. What TPA does is it sets the framework for the president to come to Congress and then give the American people 60 days to understand what's in a trade agreement. But TPA itself is only setting the table. It is not a trade agreement itself. So for me, what I wanted just to convey is that it is important for us to keep the president's feet as close to the fire as conceivably possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure that he is not negotiating on his own. We have seen the results of that, and they are not good. They are very, very bad. So the most important consideration we should have, and one of the reasons why conservatives like Hugh Hewitt or Trey Gowdy or Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and myself all support TPA, is it actually increases our knowledge, our being the American people and members of Congress, our knowledge on what trade negotiations are going on.
But I thought actually, Tim, that it when it comes down to voting on what they have negotiated, there is no amendments, nothing can be changed on it. It has to be a straight up or straight down vote.
Yeah, that is a very good question. The real question from my perspective is the simple one. If we can set the parameters for the negotiations, do we have more input than waiting until the negotiation is done and then trying to amend the negotiation? That is a very difficult position to be in. I would prefer to negotiate at every step. I would prefer to negotiate by setting the principles and the framework that the president has to negotiate, as opposed to asking for permission to change the agreement after it has been reached.
But what would change? I mean, right now we have, I guess, let the TPA, which has been used in the past, it has expired, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And if nothing is done, if it is not, and the conversation, a lot of it has been about why we have to fast track it right now, why is it that it's so important that it pass right now?
There's been no fast track. The truth of the matter is that the negotiations, if you take, for example, the Panama trade agreement that started negotiations under President Bush but finished a few years later under President Obama, which I think every member of the South Carolina congressional delegation voted for, is a classic example of what actually occurs in negotiations. None of these negotiations are done quickly. Too often, however, the negotiations that are occurring today are done at night under the cloud of darkness. What I would prefer is for us to have the ability to frame the negotiations at the front end and not at the back end, during the daylight and not at night. And if we do that, I think we'll have a much more successful negotiation. So negotiations are never very quick. Ultimately, what we've seen happen recently is the current negotiations that are still going on without Fast Track or TPA or anything else are still going on. So what I would rather have is a system in place that requires me and other members of Congress to see what's actually happening in the negotiations. That's not Fast Track, that's TPA. Big difference. There's a reason why Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, the unions, and environmentalists have come out against TPA, because they know that this is not good for the left, but this is good for common sense and the American people to have as much sunlight on the negotiations as possible.
But didn't the Senate vote on this TAA, which is essentially a bailout for organized labor, in the Senate?
Well, yes, absolutely. We had TAA and TPA as one vote. In the House, they were fortunate enough to have two votes, and the Democrats voted down the TAA, so the only thing that passed was the TPA. The trade assistance,
Adjustment assistance is what, yes, TAA stands for.
Yes. So the goal of TAA is certainly to help those employees who are impacted negatively by trade. So the real question is, why did the Democrats vote it down in the House? And there's no doubt that it's a more controversial part from my perspective than TPA, but all of the veracity and veracity of on issues are centered on the TPA, and so it's important for us to make sure that when we're discussing TPA, we actually know that we're not talking about a trade deal, but a framing for future deals.
Well, Tim, then why is Jeff Duncan so opposed to this? Because, I mean, you know, you read your Facebook page, you read Jeff Duncan's Facebook page. The TPA is at the center of this whole thing. Why is Jeff so opposed to it? He says he does not want to give more power to the president.
Well, I love Jeff Duncan, as you know, my former roommate.
Right.
I think good people can disagree. If you want to give more power to the president, the best way to do that is to let him negotiate on his own, and we'll see what that looks like. We can look in Cuba to see what the negotiations look like with the hostages. We can look in China to see what the negotiations look like with emission standards, environmental standards. We can look at Iran to see the impact of negotiations. What I do not want is the president negotiating on his own on behalf of me and you and every other American. The fastest way to make sure that we are all involved in the negotiations is for us to set the principles for him to negotiate, number one. Number two is to remember that with about 16 months left in office, none of us are looking to give him more to do, but we do all want to make sure that whatever he does before he leaves office, we have a chance to understand what, so to speak, under the hood. I don't want to wait until they're buying the car to know what's in the car. It's kind of like the Obamacare. They want to pass it to know what's in it. That was a bad strategy for all of us. What TPA does is it injects us in so that we know what's in the agreement. And I can't explain why Jeff voted against it. I can tell you there's a reason why the Cato Institute, Trey Gowdy, myself, Ted Cruz, and we all know Steve King from Iowa. He is certainly not a liberal and perhaps one of the strongest supporters of common sense and conservatism that you'll find in the House of Representatives. So a lot of conservatives are split, but when you look at the amount of information that we have on trade agreement, the one thing we know for sure is we better make sure that we are involved on the front end so that we don't have bad agreement on the back end.
Yeah, in our jewelry store here, Tim, we call that proper take-in means proper pickup. When we take in a repair, if we do all the cross all our I's, T's, and dot our I's, when the customer comes to pick it up, we'll have a success.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, the one thing I know about Trey Gowdy, who I love and respect tremendously as well, is that he and I are both thoroughly combing through the TPA to figure out what our good friends who are in opposition, what they see, so that we can see it as well. But there's a reason why the conservative community, many of the members of the conservative community, are coming down in favor of injecting more sunlight in the process, because whether or not we have a TPA, the negotiations go forward, the framing of the next agreement is happening right now. I want to make sure that I don't have to go into a vault to see the negotiations. I want to make sure that the American people get an opportunity to see the results 60 days before there's any final signing of trade agreement. That, to me, is very important.
Tim, have you been surprised at the reaction that has been out there, both on your Facebook, all across Facebook, et cetera, all the comments that have been coming out?
I have not been completely surprised. Honestly, the notion that we have people selling that we're giving the president more authority is something that I would be concerned about as well. The truth is, when he continues to negotiate without any congressional oversight, that's not good news for the American people. But if you sell the fact that you're giving the president more authority, when in fact that's not accurate, that's a problem. But it does create a lot of Facebook activity.
It does.
If you tell people that TPA is a trade agreement and you think that your members are not listening to you and moving forward on a trade agreement, when people sell that, it's not authentic, it's not sincere, and it's truly not accurate. But people are selling TPA as a trade agreement. When you don't understand that Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, the unions, the environmentalists, extreme environmentalists, are all in opposition to moving forward on the TPA, you would think that those of us on our side who are saying we need to make sure that the president is kept in check, you would wonder why there's that big of an argument at all. But unfortunately, the side who is trying to sell the fact that we're giving the president more control and more power are saying so in a very leading way to lead to conclusions that I know are not accurate.
Okay. Really, I know you're running out of time, but we just had a call in. They want to know why not publish what these things are, like the TPA and the TPP.
Exactly. That is what TPA is nothing more than giving consent and bringing sunlight to the trade agreement. Without the TPA, the only way that caller gets to know what's in the next trade agreement is to go into a vault and to be able to look at it. But right now, they can't do that. So I want to make sure that we take it out the vault, that the American people get to see the deal before we vote on it, not as we're voting on it. I agree with the caller, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, I do know that the TPA, that's what, 136 pages? If one wants to read it, one can actually go and read it, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And we can get you an executive summary if some people prefer that.
Okay.
There are a lot of questions about U.S. sovereignty that are not accurate, but they need to know the answers. They need to be able to see it in black and white, Section 8, that protects it. There is no enhanced authority on immigration. That is an absolute false statement, but you can see that woven in to the framework. One of the things I'm looking for, I'm on the Finance Committee that actually has jurisdiction over trade agreements and the framing of trade agreements, is to make sure that U.S. sovereignty is solid as a rock in every single agreement to come. And the best way to do that is to make sure that our negotiating principles start and finishes with nothing in a single agreement can ever change federal law or state laws or U.S. sovereignty. I will not support it. I will oppose it. And the best way for me to get that on the front end is through the framing of future agreements, not waiting until I get to the agreement.
I understand. You know, if I could get that executive summary, if you could send that to us, we would sure appreciate it. And then
yes, ma'am.
We'll make sure it gets posted out there so our listeners can check it out.
That would be huge. And I'm happy to come back on if you think it's important or necessary. If you just want to hear my smiling voice talking to your smiling voice, feel free. I'll come on after you post the executive summary. Whatever you think is best, I want your listeners to have the information. Whether I persuade them or not, I want to make sure they have all the information.
Senator Tim Scott, it's been too long, and I sure appreciate having your smiling voice and your straight line on this one. I appreciate you calling us this morning.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Senator Tim Scott. Bye-bye.